Well, good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 74 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, December 23rd, 2010, from just below the surface of the Earth. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. And Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Where else indeed? You know, I lied. If you got today's reminder email, I said no Christmas music, but I lied. Got some requests to fill, and some of them are Christmas requests, some of them are just seasonal. I said, weather and authorities permitting, it is fixin' to get nasty in this neck of the woods. We're expecting slick stuff. I suggest you stay inside. That's what Anne Margaret and Al Hurt decided to do in 1964. Baby, it's cold outside.
It's cold outside.
Oh, I gotta go away.
Yeah, but baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
I've been hoping that you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hand. They're just like
My
us.
My mother will start to
hey,
worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace roar.
So really, I'd better
scurry. Please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
Yeah, but it's bad out there.
Hey, what's in this drink?
There ain't no cabs to be had out there.
Ooh, I wish I knew how.
Starlight
to
night.
Break this spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no.
You mind if I'm moving closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
And what's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Oh, baby, don't hold out. Baby, it's cold outside.
Hey, I simply must go.
Yeah, but it's cold out there.
No, no, the answer
is no. I keep telling
no.
You, it's so cold outside.
The welcome has been.
Oh, how lucky that you dropped in.
So nice and warm.
Hey, look out the window. Look at that star.
My sister. Be
gosh,
suspicious.
Your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mine.
Oh,
oh, it's just delicious.
Your lips are
well, maybe just a cigarette.
I never saw such a blizzard before.
Oh, I gotta get home.
Yeah, but baby, you're gonna freeze out there.
Say, lend me a comb.
It's up to your knees.
Really can't
get
stay.
Over that old
a cute couple. That's Ann Margaret and Al Hurt from 1964. They recorded a whole album together. Can you imagine? And baby, it's cold outside, and it is getting colder out there. It's down to about 37 degrees here. We're expecting sleet, freezing rain, snow, oobleck, you name it. What do you want to hear? You want to hear, well, you know, this is a request as well. This was asked for by my father. Surprise, surprise. This is from 1946 by Charles Trenet. It's a song in the French tradition known as chanson, which is the word that chanteur and chanteuse are derived from. It's not a genre I'm particularly fond of. Let's see how far we make it through La Mer.
La Mer, qu'on voit danser le long des golfes clairs, a des reflets d'argent.
La mer,
des reflets changeants sous la pluie. La mer, au ciel d'été, confond ses blancs moutons avec les anges si purs.
La mer, bergère d'azur
infinie. Voyez, près des étangs,
yeah, that's more like it.
Beyond the sea.
Bobby Darin from 1960. Same song.
My lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond a star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt my heart will lead me there soon. We'll meet beyond the shore, we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. Just as before, happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. No more sailing, so long sailing, bye-bye.
Bobby Darin from 1960, Somewhere Beyond La Mer. We don't listen to enough Bobby Darin on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. We're going to correct that. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We're having fun. You hear me? We are having fun. Well, you know, in case you didn't notice this a little bit earlier, it's subtle. I've got a new piece of equipment in the studio. It automatically ducks, as they say in the trade, the music when I'm speaking on the microphone. Here, I'm going to show you how it works here for a second. Let's restart the Bobby Darin just as a little bit of source here. Now, you listen when I speak. It automatically drops the level a little bit.
Somewhere,
so I can just talk and talk. And talk some more. Isn't that cool? I knew you'd like that.
My love get used to it. On golden sand.
So, that's how that works. That's how that works. From 1972, this is Jerry Rafferty and Steeler's Wheel and Stuck in the Middle with You. That request goes out to Little Quentin Tarantino in Los Angeles, California. Thanks for that request, Quentin. Anything else I can play for you, just drop me another line. Right now, I'm going to play another request. This goes out to the woman upstairs. She asked for some Ray Charles Christmas music, and who am I to say no? This is from his 1985 album, The Spirit of Christmas. No, it's not the Godfather. It's Soul Brother Number One. No, that's not him either. It's just Ray. It's Brother Ray. And he's singing about Rudolph.
the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even think it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose is so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved it, as they shouted out with glee. They said, Rudolph, your red-nosed reindeer, you look down in history.
You know, I've got the vinyl of that album around here somewhere. I'd like to find out who plays the guitar on that. That was Purdy. Got some business I need to take care of directly here. I've been remiss.
There is just one Schlitz. Yeah, yeah, nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. If you like it light with a big taste too, there's only one brew that will do. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Real gusto in the great light beer Schlitz.
Yeah, that's the good stuff. We're going to get right back into the music. Here is a little request that I need to play before we get moving on. The Dad, this is for you. Tell me if you recognize this. He's not tuned in right now, but he'll hear this on the rebroadcast. Hang on. Here, check this out. There you go. You asked for it, you got it. Now, we've got a couple of passings I want to note tonight. And the first of them is somebody very important to me. Don Van Vliet, also known as Captain Beefheart, passed away on the 17th of complications of multiple sclerosis, multiple sclerosis. And I'm not going to say what I said last week after one sip of Schlitz. We're going to do better. This is from the first album by Captain Beefheart and his magic band. Was titled Safe as Milk. This is Zigzag Wanderer. Captain Beefheart from 1967 and Zigzag Wanderer. Let's get this back up here where it belongs. There we go. That's better. Well, you know, we are down here just below the surface of the earth striking a blow for freedom against the man who wants to keep us down and take away our music, and we're not going to let him. And singing all about that from 1966, this is a group called the Roaring Sixties, and we love the pirate stations.
The government wants to close them down, but we want them to stay. They're playing sounds that we all like, so don't take them away.
When you're walking down the street with your transistor radio, everybody has a good time. You can dance to the beat of your transistor radio, even when the sun don't shine. You can hear your favorite rock and roll, rhythm and blues with a lot of soul. Some swinging DJs playing top 40 records, they can really turn you on. Now the government's trying to close down the stations. What'll happen when they're gone? You won't hear the music that you like any old time of day or night. Oh, we love the
stations. We love the pirate stations. No, don't take them away. Please don't take them away.
If you fight for your pirate station will fight for you. I'm not going anywhere. You can count on me. From 1978, this is Dr. Hook and Levitate.
All right. Now everybody say hello to the bass.
What are you yelling about?
Hello, bass.
Now we'd like to take this opportunity to introduce our bass player to his bass. Here's John the drummer on the drum. Where the hell is John? Oh, there you
are. Yeah, that's more like a boogie round.
I guess y'all know the rest of the fellas.
I see them around. Hey, Sarge.
From 1978 and the Pleasure and Pain album. I don't know which one that's meant to represent. That was Levitate by Dr. Hook. On Sunday, at the age of 78, the fine organist from Philadelphia, Trudy Pitts, passed away. And we're going to play a little tribute to Trudy. This is her version of Paul Desmond's composition, made famous by the Dave Brubeck group. This is Take Five. Eventually. That was Trudy Pitts's 1967 recording of Take Five, and we've got business. We're falling behind here. We can't allow that to happen. WCFL, Chicago. What, you may well ask, was the number 40 song in the greater Chicago area for this week 40 years ago? Well, I'm here to tell you, it was the A-side to a favorite B-side of my friend Rory Borealis. The B-side was called I Couldn't Dream by a band called Elephant's Memory. On the Metro Media label, the A-side, which was number 40 this week 40 years ago, is a song called Mongoose.
Yeah.
Mongoose from 1970 by Elephant's Memory. And, wow, we know what time it is now, don't we?
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. The office of the police commissioner of Midland City. An office farewell party is being held for Chief Monahan.
And so, Chief Monahan, after 43 years of faithful service, you are leaving us.
Yes, Commissioner.
As you journey to the island of Samoa to accept your new position as head of the Samoan Secret Service, you carry with you our best wishes.
Oh, thank you, Commissioner. Thank you, everyone, very much. Thank you, thank you.
Pardon me, miss.
Yes?
Would you care for this glass of punch?
No, thank you very much.
Allow me to introduce myself. I'm the wonderful white-winged weekend warrior, the fantastic fowl, the feathered
fighter. My name is Letitia. I'm in parking violations downstairs. Do you work here?
Oh, yes. I work out of the commissioner's office.
I see.
Crushing lawlessness and or evil on weekends.
How interesting. Say, isn't this a swell farewell party?
Indeed. This is a recent untouched photograph taken of me leaping from the great Midland City Bridge. That's me there.
Where?
That white speck there?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was a bird.
My mother often calls me her big bird boy.
Do you really fly?
Oh, yes. That is why I have been so successful in combating the malevolent forces of evil wherever they may lurk in dark alleys and places like that.
Swell. Well, I really have to be getting back to the
party. Of course, my enormous strength and agility also plays an important role.
I would imagine.
For example, I could lift you with one hand.
Well, I really have to go. Yes. Oh, what are you doing?
One hand. That's all I can do. Just one hand. Oh, I'm sorry.
Why don't you go take a running leap out that window?
What?
Why don't you go take a running leap out that window?
Oh, all right.
Commissioner.
Yes, Miss Helfinger.
Would you explain why the winged warrior would jump out your office window without his wings?
Well, what does the feathered fowl think he's doing? Will he recover in time to survive a free fall 43 stories high? What do you think? I don't think so. Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken!
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
What would you all say to some Harry Nilsson right now? You'd say yes, wouldn't you? It's Harry, and it's from 1968, a song called Wasting My Time.
I'll make my comeback. I'll
Yes, I'm on the right track.
That was Harry from 1968 and Wasting My Time. Let's go to 1969 now and Carla Thomas. She likes what I'm doing to her. Carla Thomas from 1969, and I like what you're doing to me. I'm glad you're here with me tonight on this Christmas Eve episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Hope you'll stick with me just long enough to fit in one more passing and a couple more requests. Let's see, where's that one I'm looking for? Golly gee, it's right here. What day did we lose him? We lost him. I lost him. Hang on a second. It's let me type. There we go. On Monday, at the age of 74, we lost comedian and actor Steve Landisberg to cancer. Steve was best known as the longtime voice of Schlotsky's Sandwich Shops, and to a lesser degree as Sergeant Dietrich on the 1970s television program Barney Miller. We don't have any of Steve singing. Steve once famously remarked that honesty is the best policy, but insanity is a better defense. From 1975. This is members of the Wrecking Crew, the Los Angeles conclave of fine studio musicians, and the theme to Barney Miller. we're just going to listen to a bit of that because the only copy I could find sounds like crud. So we're going to get right back into the requests. We've got one more for my father. Sometimes I think he just wants to mess with me or challenge me or just see if he can push it far enough. I don't know where he came across this one. This is from 1969, a fellow named Pew Rochefelt. And I'm going to take a stab at pronouncing this. A song called Du Tande Lisette Anderson. The Lisette Anderson part's not real hard. It's from 1969. Did I say that? I think the only explanation is that Pop must have configured an all Pew Rochefelt channel on Pandora, and he's been listening to lots and lots of Pew lately, and that's become his favorite. Otherwise, I have no explanation. The only thing I can think of right now to scrub that from our ear holes is a little bit more Ray Charles Christmas music, also from the 1985 Spirit of Christmas album. I think you know this one.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Look at him. He's making a list, and he's checking it twice. He's gonna know who's been naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Do you hear me? Well, listen. He knows if you are sleeping. Yeah, he knows if you're awake. And he knows if you've been good or bad. So you better be good for goodness sake. Better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout. I'm
telling you why. Santa Claus is coming down. All right, look out, here he comes.
But I can't keep it just to myself. Santa is coming to town. You know, kids, you better be good. I'm talking about sure enough good. Santa Claus coming to town. You know, if you want everything you want, Santa Claus, the man's coming to town. I'm gonna say it just one more time here. Santa Claus, he's coming to town.
I don't know about you, but yeah, I want everything I want. That was Ray Charles from 1985, and Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
This is WCFL, the voice of labor in Chicago, Illinois, with studios at 300 North State Street, transmitter located in Downers Grove, Illinois. WCFL operates on a federally authorized frequency of 1,000 kilohertz. WCFL is owned and operated by the Chicago Federation of Labor and Industrial Union Council.
That is true, or that was true. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We're wrapping things up on this episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. We'll be back right before the end of the current year and right before the start of the new year next Thursday night. You'll be here, I'm sure of that, because I know I will be. That's going to do it. Stay tuned for the rebroadcast. Stay tuned for the rebroadcast. Good night, everybody.
Was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is find just what mystic fate combined to make you mine.